Doctors warn patients with lung and heart disease to stay indoors during hot weather. Dr. Consolia Pendial tells her patients in Richmond, Virginia, before they go outside, to check the air quality index, a government assessment of pollutants in the air.
Avoid all the outdoor activities if you can, especially in the late afternoons and in the evenings.
Medical science, bolstered by research from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, shows a strong link between air pollution and heart disease and stroke. Dr. Robert Brook is a specialist in cardiovascular medicine at the University of Michigan.
And because cardiovascular death is the number one cause of death in the world, not just in developed countries, but throughout the world, the role that air pollutants play on this has a tremendous effect on overall worldwide mortality.
Dr. Brooks says just 1 to 2 hours of breathing automobile exhaust in traffic can be deadly.
And that short few-hour exposure is able to trigger an instability in their underlying vulnerability and trigger heart attack where they might not have ever had it for days or months or never.
The long-term effects of breathing polluted air are even more alarming.
Over a few years of exposure, the increase for your risk for developing cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, increases probably 5 to 10 times greater than it does over just a few hours of exposure.
Dr. Brook chaired the group that produced a scientific statement on air pollution and cardiovascular disease for the American Heart Association. He also led a study that showed that airborne particles produced by automobile exhaust, industry, and coal or oil-fired power plants can cause blood pressure to rise to dangerous levels. The study shows the risk is greater for the elderly, people with existing heart disease, and people in generally poor neighborhoods who live along major roads and highways. The American Heart Association recommends reducing time spent in heavy traffic, or jogging during rush hour, or near busy roadways, and better treatment for cardiovascular risk factors. Carol Pearson, VOA News.